Comets ball. Tied at 15 with 7:46 to go here, first half. Back and forth game so far.
Great game so far.
First. Team 6. Horton shot very well from beyond the arc in the first quarter. Keep that going here. Louis Jeffrey.
Good cut.
Great cut by Brocky and a nice finish. Starting lineup back on the floor for the Comets to start the second. They take a 2-point lead. Kucha brings it up for the Titans now, working toward the near the mid circle. Dribbles to the left. Now he'll cross over back to the middle. Picks up his dribble. Nowhere to go with it. Looks for somebody to come get it. And we get a timeout from the Titans bench.
Not sure what the design play was there from Lumen Christie. You had Jack Kelly on the low block, probably far and away the smallest guy on their team. And you had Dayton Keller out at the point coming after that ball.
A little miscommunication going on between Titans players on the floor there. 7:15 to go here in the half. 17-15 game. Hey, Jackson YMCA with a special price. New join fees through the end of March, so take advantage of that while you can. Great time to join the Jackson YMCA. Wants to thank you to Roger Peterson and the crew over at the Collector Zone for continuing to support high school sports on the radio. Ball back inbounded. Nick Thomas working from the top. He's been able to get penetration. He lost the handle on that one, and he went off his foot out of bounds.
And much to the chagrin of the Lumen Christie student section here, they're going to they're going to reverse the call and call it Lumen ball, and now we're going to get a huddle.
It's not bad from the officials.
You always want to get it right. And the MHSAA does a great job with giving us the best officials they can. And they're talking it over. Good opportunity to make a couple extra bucks if you're interested.
Tim Hoffman, longtime official in the area. Take control of that one. It'll be Lumen ball under the basket. Jack Kelly inbounds. Gets to Keller working in the left corner. He puts it on the deck. Spin move down in the lane. Shot goes up and missed. Rebound tapped. And finally, Brocky secures it for Hanover Horton. He'll dribble up looking to get it to Jeffries. Jeffries sets up the Titans offense near the mid-circle. Man-to-man defense by the Titans. Jeffries on the dribble. Gets to left wing. And Harold looking for Van Kampen down to the low block. Nothing there. Titans move it back around the perimeter. Jeffries ends up right wing. Drives and into the baseline. Double team. And he'll get some contact down low. Looks like it's going to go against Meisner.
I think they're going to call that on Jack Kelly.
Thomas.
Or Nick Thomas, rather. That's his second team, seventh. 1-1 for Lou Jeffries.
Common shooter, Louis Jeffries. 6:38 to go, first half, 17-15. Horton lead, and they'll look to add to it here. And Jeffries in and out, and then in again. So he'll get the second attempt. And that one is up, and that's in and out. Rebounded by Keller. So the Titans with a three-point, or excuse me, yeah, Titans with a three-point deficit. Thomas coming up on the right wing. Finding some room now. He'll dribble back out. Meisner on the wing. He looks to drive immediately. Jump hook hard off the backboard. On the rebound, Jeffries can't quite reel it in. That's going to go off his leg, and it'll be tight and ball. Kelly to inbound from the baseline. Gets it into Keller, working on the low block. Spin move, pump fake, and good finish.
Great finish there by Dayton Keller. He's got 7 now in the half. 18-17 Hanover lead.
And there's Harold gets to Van Kampen. Missed that three-pointer badly. Offensive rebound, Jeffries. Can't quite get control of it. It's going to go out of bounds. We've got a... Officials unsure who to give the ball to. And we still haven't seen a signal. I thought it was clearly last touch Jeffries. And
that's
going to
go Hanover ball.
One of those times it's important for those officials to make that call quickly, I think.
Absolutely.
Hey, congrats to Penny Bachman, our ticket winner.
All right.
Going to see the Pistons and the Spurs. She can pick up those tickets at 1700 Glenshire Drive to Monday and Friday. You want to get that this week, though, right?
Absolutely.
Jeffries for three, and he hits it. Three-point shot has been a factor here for the Comets. Jeffries got a couple of them under his belt, 21-17.
That's going to give him seven on the night.
And Kucha will hand off to Thomas. Thomas dribbles over to the left wing. Setting up, looking to get Kucha on the low block. Knock away Jeffries. Brocky comes over with the ball. Dribbles up to the Comets on the attack. Nice cut. Harold dribbles in, works his way down low.
He's going to get and one on that one.
And Keller not happy with a foul call, but Evan Harrell will score and get a free throw attempt. He's going to get a timeout from the Lumen Christie bench. 23-17, biggest lead of the game for the Comets. We'll take a 1 minute break here on the broadcast. WKHM, WKHM.com.
My name is Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March. By popular demand is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Boyle, Jason Smith, 5:18 to go first half, 23-17, Amber Horton Comet lead. On a night when the Titans are celebrating their 2016 state championship football team, crowd has been rather quiet throughout the game. It's not that there's no one here. It's plenty of folks in the bleachers. Just
very
quiet.
Subdued.
Yeah. Good word. Harold hits the free throw, making a three-point play, 24-17, Comets lead.
And that was state title, what, 43 in 45 years for the Titans?
I think 45 totals what I saw on the website.
Ah, yeah, 45 in 49 years. Maybe that's what it was. It was a lot.
Yeah. Tradition of winning here at Lumen Christie.
Absolutely.
Keller on the drive. Shackles up off the backboard. Good defense, but he gets his own rebound and powers it up. And there's a frustration foul from Dayton Keller on a reach in. Two steps there. Got Keller, and I can see the frustration mounting. He's battling down there, and you know he got called for a foul on the other end. The defensive end, they didn't think he committed. Doesn't get the call on his end. There you go, frustration. So
absolutely, and that's going to be his second foul, team's ninth.
Van Campen misses from the line. Brocky's going to go over the back on the rebound.
That's going to be tight ball. Brocky's first, team's seventh, so we'll get a one-on-one on the other end here.
Free throws the rest of the way for both teams, though the next one against the Titans will be two for the Comets.
Absolutely. Scoreboard is showing incorrectly the double bonus for Hanover.
Oh, I see.
Next foul gets them their double bonus. As Kucha hits the first, his first points of the night.
Successful trip for Kucha, 24-19. 4:47 to go in the half. Louis Jeffries dribbles up the Comets, working against Sandbear. Now getting to the lane. Good quick move by Jeffries, and the lefty scoop will roll over front rim.
And the more I see Louis Jeffries, the more impressed I am with him. He did a great job against Kylan Brown in the Michigan Center game. Played very, very well against Napoleon and continues that hot streak tonight.
Patient offense here for the Titans. Looking around the perimeter, Sandbear. Now Thomas in the corner. Skip pass to Kelly. Open look for three. And he'll hit it. Big shot, Jack Kelly.
3-point basket.
26-22. 4:10 to go first half. Jeffries will bring it back for the Titans. Excuse me, for the Comets.
Freshman getting the job done, Jack Kelly.
Dribble in feed. Brandon Miller was waiting for that triple. Missed it. And we're going to get a call carrying.
I think they did. I didn't see him put the ball on the floor, but...
Yeah, not a call we see a lot. But. Titan ball. Comets had initially secured the offensive rebound, but turned it over. A Noah Page back into the game, working against Brandon Miller for the Comets here on the offense. Page dribbles left side. Now he'll look to attack. Gets into the paint. Kick out to Sandbear. Pump fake on the baseline. Out to Meisner. Looking to lob it to Page. Tough finish for Page, and he missed it. Rebounded by the Comets. Jack Kelly commits a foul. And it's going to be two free throws for Brocky. 26-22, our score here on WKHM.
And we'll see Hunter Zeman check back into the game. They're going to call that foul on Thomas Sandbear, his first. Team's 10th. Double bonus for the Comets. And the mystery Comet, number 33, has checked into the game.
We need to get him to get fouled or something so we can hear him say his name.
This is the kind of hard-hitting investigative journalism you get with us.
Heavily researched. Well, I mean, we kind of count on the school to update the roster.
Absolutely.
Rocky, nice trip to the stripe. 27-22. 5-point Comet advantage. Late first half. Noah Page drives from the top, looking to kick out. Nice hands, Brocky. And he's had himself a nice game getting in the starting lineup. Now he'll dribble up, look to attack, and got to get a...
And...
is that caught? Going to go against a big collision. Yep. He's got an offensive foul.
Going to get the charge on Brocky. It's going to be his second, team's eighth.
A couple of times here where the officials have been slow to... signal the call. They got it right on that occasion. I thought that was an offensive foul.
Yeah, that looked like a definite charge there.
And officials just clearing something up here. We'll get the action back underway. Meisner inbounds Thomas. Thomas brings it up, working against Hunter Zeman. The man-to-man Hannibal Horton defense. Thomas goes to Samber on the wing, look to Pete Keller on the low block. Good defense. They get it to him eventually, and he'll battle in.
And one
strong finish by Keller. Nice back down move on the low block. Turns around, puts it up, gets the foul against Evan Harrell. Harrell's second, but like I said, this first foul was kind of a ticky-tack.
Yeah.
Cheap foul, so... keep an eye on that. You don't want to have Evan Harrell get in foul trouble. He's really the lone big man for the Comets. And he'll go to the bench with two.
And that'll get Jared Van Kampen back into the game. Just 4 points for him tonight.
If Lumen comes back down and goes right into Keller, matchup difficult for anybody who tries to guard him size-wise here for the Comets. As Zeman takes it on the right wing, looking to feed Van Kampen in the low block. Cross the court to Jeffries. Jeffries off the dribble. Kick out to Brocky. Open look for three, and he knocks it down casually. Excited to take that three-point shot there, Brocky. Three-point shot has been a difference maker for the Comets so far. They hold on to a five-point lead, 30-25 with 2:36 to go.
And Brocky, just a freshman on this Comet team, very casually has knocked down a great three-point shot there.
He's comfortable in the game, you can tell. As Nick Thomas makes an entry basket. Oh, again, Meisner, excuse me.
Good feed. Zeman down low.
Nice move, Van Camp, and lefty jump hook. Keep that 5-point advantage for the Titans. Excuse me, for the Comets. Titans come back on the attack. Jack Kelly gets out to Meisner, looks to attack again.
And they're going to call him for a travel.
Meisner went for that kind of jump stop. He lost control of the basketball for a moment, and as he grabbed possession again, listen for the travel. Zeman on the attack for the Comets. Now down to Van Kampen. He'll take a shot. Long deuce.
Hit.
Whistle on the floor.
Always looks a little bit off balance on his jumper there, but it seems to find a way in, and Nick Thomas nearly lost the ball there.
Minute 44 on our first half clock, 34-27, Comet lead. Thomas working against Zeman to get a screen from Keller. Keller rolls to the basket. Thomas will take it himself all the way in.
Thomas.
All the Comets were focusing on the roll guy. And Tom's able to dribble it right into the basket. So we'll get a timeout. 30-second break. 34-29 with a minute 27 to go. We'll take a 30-second break on the broadcast. Comments lean on WKHM.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Comments on the floor with the ball, Van Campen at the high post, kick out, and now into the corner. That is turned over.
It's Jacob Sauber for Hanover.
Hanover going deep in the bench for the first. Three teams, Sam Heisner on the fast break will score it. The Titans keep it close, 34-31 the score. Zeman in and back out to Sauber for three. Short front rim, rebound on the floor, and Meisner will come away with it. Get it out to Thomas, he'll trigger the break for the Titans. Gets into the high post, catches Sam Bear on a cut. Layup attempt is blocked, but he also gets a foul to go with it.
That foul is going to be on number two, Jacob Sauber, his first.
Jacob Sauber, his
team's 10th. That'll get two shots either way, and two shots the rest of the way for every foul.
15, Thomas Sandberg. Two shots.
Sandberg at the line, and he hits.
Sandberg now 3-for-3 tonight. We get a substitution. That's Phil Stewart checking in for Dayton Keller.
And there's another attempt, and Sandberg hits the pair, and that's going to get Lincoln in to replace him. 34-31, we got a one-point game with 47 seconds. And Sandberg will stay in, and Thomas is the one who's going to come out of the game.
Tanner Martinez also into the game. And another mystery comment, number four.
Zeman opens for three, doesn't take it. Pump fake, but he gets Van Campen down low, and there's Sauber from the baseline. That jumper, nothing but net. 36-33, Comet advantage with 28 seconds. Sandberg at the top of the key. And he gets, ends up in the hands of...
That is Tanner Martinez, long three off the glass.
Martinez missed, rebounded, and run out for the Comets. Great feed to Zeman. Kick out to our mystery youngster. Off back rim, rebound, tap, and...
stolen by Van Campen.
Yeah, that's blocked. And what are we going to call? Foul is going to... at the buzzer, we get a foul that's going to send Meisner to the stripe. 36-33, Comet advantage. There's no time left on the clock. We're going to send... Sam Meister to the line.
Meister. And that foul on Jacob Sauber, his second. Or excuse me, that's on Jared Van Campen, his second.
And Meisner with a...
it wasn't like pretty, but it counts.
Like a pinball machine up there bouncing around, finally went in the pocket. Second one's nothing but net. A one-point game as we head to the half here on WKHM. Comets 36-35, and it, you know, a couple times it felt like the Comets might start to pull away, and then Lumen Christie would make a run right back at them. I think Nick Thomas has had himself a nice game. Keller has been on and off a little bit, but certainly at times been the guy they needed, and good help from the bench for the Titans. Meanwhile, the Comets going deep into their bench and getting a lot of playing time from a lot of different faces. But I think Evan Harrell's going to be important to them in the second half, and Jared Van Campen. And who else will come along? We'll see. We'll take a three-minute break here on the half. Again, it's a 36-35 Hanover Horton Comet lead from the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse at Lumen Christie at WKHM, WKHM.com.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Imagine a world without books, a world without the theater of the mind. When you read a book, you transport your mind to your own personal understanding of what you believe that world looks like. Now imagine your community without the Jackson District Library. The Jackson District Library is much more than just a library with books. It truly is a place to go become a better person, to study and learn, to be around some fantastic people. It's also a safe haven for all to come, discover, learn, and succeed. Jackson District Library, for you. Visit myjdl.com.
This is Brad Bullinger, fourth generation of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jackson community for their continued support over the past 70 years. As a proud Jackson resident, I look forward to serving you for all of your heating and cooling needs, and will strive to carry on the family tradition for years to come. Please give us a call at 784-6149 or visit our website at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
D-Boyle Jason Smith, we are live at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse for the Christie High School. The Titans keeping pace with the Comets so far. Just 1 point separating them after 16 minutes, 36-35. Hanover Horton in front. How did they get to 36, Jason? Who are these players that got this done?
Hanover Horton's had a very balanced attack amongst five players. You have Leonard Jeffries, Jack Brockie, the freshman, who's been very impressive. You've got Jared Van Kampen with 8 and Jacob Sauber with 2. On the other side, for Lumen Christi, you have Dayton Keller with 10, who leads all scorers. Sam Meisner has 8. Nick Thomas, the sophomore, has 6. You have Tomas Sambert, who hit 4 of 4 from the free throw line, giving him 4 points total. The freshman, Jack Kelly, hit a big 3 to keep pace. And then you had two players, each with 2 points apiece, Noah Page and Troy Kucha.
Yeah, and I took a trip down to the score table during the break there, and we got the youngsters have been added to the Hanover Horton lineup that we didn't have their names yet, is number 33, Luke Laqueta, and number 4, Mitch Sauber. So Thanks to also we had a listener get in contact with us too. So thanks to everybody. There's your two guys. We'll make sure those guys get credit. I don't think either one of them showed up in the scoring column.
They did not.
But they played some minutes out there and didn't play badly. And that's always good to see when you get those young guys coming up on the varsity. And certainly Hannah Horton needs a little additional depth right now, battling the flu.
Yeah, those two young freshmen. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they are related to junior Jacob Sauber. The freshman Rhett Laketta. Luke also is a freshman as well. So interesting to see how that plays out. And when he first came out on the floor, I thought it was Rhett at first.
Yeah, you did say that. So. Actually, I was really impressed with freshman Jack Brocky in the game tonight. Got the start and played very well. Looked really dangerous beyond the arc. So I think they maybe look for him a few more times here in the second half.
Absolutely. Youth is being served in this game tonight, some by choice, some by force. And you have the young Leonard Jeffries. Well, I guess he's not young. He's a senior.
Yeah.
But Jack Brocky, who's a freshman, he has 9. You've got, on the flip side of that, you've got Jack Kelly, who went from being the last guy on the bench for Lumen Christi beginning of the year to their top 6th man the next time we saw him, to starting and in the lineup tonight for Pat Neville's Titans. And he seems to control the floor very well for a freshman, and really control the floor very well, period. Not to mention the fact that he's a freshman, and he also hit a big 3 to keep Lumen in this game.
Yeah. And that's one thing Hannah Horton's done well tonight, was hit 3s. And like you said, Jack Kelly helping him keep pace. This has been a fun game so far, a close one, and we can only hope it stays that way and we get a little excitement down to the wire tonight. We'll take another 2-minute break here on the halftime. When we come back, second half action, 36-35, Comets lead the Titans on WKHM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicki Topa, or Carmela Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com, your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
Hanover Horton Schools, a place where principals greet students at our doors, and students leave us with over $1.5 million in scholarships and grants. Students use classroom iPads and smart boards, yet can travel a few steps to see maple syrup being made or tour the local firehouse. You can see a tractor in the parking lot as you enter clean, safe buildings that have Wi-Fi throughout, a marching band that marches down Main Street Hanover and Main Street Disney, a community that embraces their teams. We may not be the biggest school, but we are a family. So take the drive to Hanover Horton today.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, just moments away from the second half here at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse of Spring Arbor Road, Lumen Christi Catholic High School. And looks like the Titans will go with their starting lineup, and the same is true for the Comets. Inbound goes to Jack Kelly for the Titans to get things going second half. He brings it over the midline, gets a screen from Dayton Keller, going to the bucket, strong fadeaway. Jay, no good. Rebound tapped by Meisner. Gets it to Kucha. Kucha will get back to Meisner. Back out to Kelly, looking to Dayton Keller, high post. He works into the paint, knocked away, stolen Van Kampen. And the Comets will go on the break. Drop it off to cutting Jack Brocky. Nice drop off pass to Van Kampen. A good feed. And that's going to get the Comets on the board first here in the second half, 38-35.
And a great feed there by Jack Brocky. Good court vision by the freshman.
Titans with the ball. Kelly coming around a screen into the corner. Picks up the dribble. He's trapped. Gives it down to Nick Thomas on the baseline. Reverse layup, no good. Rebounded by the Comets. Looking to run a little bit. No numbers. They'll pull it out. Wide open look for Jeffries for three. Just missed it. Rebounded by Kucha.
Good look. A little long on the three-point shot. A little deep anyway.
Kucha will take it all the way coast to coast. Missed the bunny. Rebounded by Brocky. And he continues to impress here. Takes the jumper floater.
Good floater there by Jack Brocky. That's going to give him 11.
From the elbow, Jack Brocky with a nice open look and knocks it down. A five-point lead for the Comets here early second half. Jack Kelly for the Titans with the ball gets to Dayton Keller. Keller's going to get it into the paint. Drops off open look for Thomas. Short on the jumper, rebounded by Harold. Jeffries streaking up the left side. Gets Van Kampen ahead of everyone. Finger roll missed. Rebound to Jeffries. No good. Rebound comes down to Kucha. Kucha will settle down. Looking up the floor for Nick Thomas and almost swiped by Brocky.
Wait, Jack Brocky, normally when we watch Hanover play, he would not be getting this amount of minutes, and he is making the absolute most of this opportunity that Coach Mortimer has given him.
Inbound for Kucha. Backcourt to Jack Kelly. Brings it over the midline. Miller picks him up there. Man-to-man defense by the Comets. Meisner on the drive. Pops it out to Jack Kelly behind the arc. He'll dribble across the top of the floor. And now high post to Meisner. Thomas off the screen. Pull up Jay. Short and rebounded by Brocky. Harold gets up the floor to Jeffries. Jeffries dribbles in. Now thinks twice. Back out. Reset for the Comets. Across the top into the corner. There's a three-point look for Miller. Missed it, and that caroms high over the backboard and out of bounds.
And one thing I've noticed on the flip side for Hanover Horton defensively is Lou Jeffries has been defensively matched up with Nick Thomas, the more athletic of the two guards, even though he gives up a little bit of height there. As we see, Hanover puts Lou Jeffries on typically the most athletic person that they play against.
Jeffries loses his footing there for a moment, able to recover, and Thomas trying to catch Kucha cutting across the lane. A little too hot on the pass. That'll go out of bounds. Another turnover for the Titans. 5:06 to go, third quarter, 40-35. Comet lead with the ball. Jeffries dribbling up the floor and over the midline. There's Harold, left wing. Now to the top, Van Kampen thought about a three. Thinks better of it. To Miller, now Jeffries at the top. Harold will feed Van Kampen down to the low block. Jump hook missed. Van Kampen gets his own rebound. He'll pass out. A lot of contact down there, and Van Kampen finally gets the whistle, and that looks like it's going to go against Keller.
And that is going to go against Meisner.
Nice.
That's going to be his second, team's first.
4:43 to go on this third quarter. Jeffries will inbound to Miller in the right corner. Jeffries comes back in to get it, and we'll set things up for the Comets. Skip pass to Harold. Harold now into the corner. Brocky thought about a three. Now he'll dribble across the top.
Good
nice
feed
to a cutting Louis Jeffries. He couldn't hold on to it. Thomas coming in to get it, and he'll kick it out of bounds. So it'll stay Hanover Horton ball. Inbound coming from the baseline.
We'll get Jared Lincoln checking in to replace Nick Thomas.
Jeffries, lob pass into Harold. And he'll score that one from the paint.
Made that look academic. 10 points now for Van Kampen. 12 points for Van Kampen.
Coming up on the halfway point here in the third quarter, and the Titans still scoreless in the second half. Lincoln tries to change that. Nope, rebound off back rim, tipped by Kucha. And the Titans get two.
Good look there by Troy Kucha. Nice tip in.
Jeffries coming up the floor. Van Kampen trying to post up Meisner. Can't get it into him. Jeffrey is now outside of the arc. Pump fakes a three. Now dribble in. Kick out to Brocky. Gets to Miller. Miller now kick out to Van Kampen. Missed the three. Brocky offensive rebound. Double clutch layup attempt. Missed it, but he does draw a foul, and Brocky continues to look outstanding tonight for the Cavs.
Foul on Jack Kelly, his second, team's second. Jack Brocky looks to add to his scoring total tonight. The freshman has been very impressive thus far.
42-37, the Comets lead. Chance to add to that with Brocky at the stripe, and he hits the first.
We'll get some substitutions. We will get Luke Laketta, got it, and Hunter Zeman into the game for Hanover Horton.
Brocky's second free throw, rattles in and out, rebounded by Meisner.
And that's Thomas Sambear into the game for Lumen.
Lumen up the floor. Dayton Keller on the drive has it knocked away and loses it. Who comes up with it? Nick Brocky. Jeffries drives into traffic, loses it. Meisner on the break for the Titans. Threads the needle to Keller. He gets it down that low. He usually scores it. Nope, missed it. Rebound coming with Evan Harold, and he's going to get a reach-in foul, and that's going to go against Keller.
And that's going to be Keller's third, team's third. Not the start that they wanted for Lumen Christie.
Come out a little flat here in the second half. Louis Jeffries on the point for the Comets. There's Laketta feeding Brocky on a cut and gets the shot up. Jack Brocky.
Very impressed with the play of Jack Brocky tonight.
He might factor into our eventual Subway Player of the Game decision. Make sure you stay tuned for the post game for that to be named. Louis Jeffries coming up, and he'll take an extra step on the pump fake. Turnover Comets.
That's going to get a substitution. Louis Jeffries is going to have a seat. That'll bring Brandon Miller back into the game.
Miller, Zeman, Luke Laketta, Jack Brocky, and Evan Harold on the floor right now for the Comets. Jack Kelly brings it up for the Titans. He's with Meisner, Lincoln, Sambear, and Keller. Lincoln dribbles in, takes a 15-footer, missed it, rebounded by Sambear. And he'll get hit hard, goes down to the floor. That's going to be a whistle against.
That's going to go on Evan Harold, his third. First team foul. We'll get Nick Thomas and Noah Page into the game for Lumen.
2:33 on our third quarter clock, 45-37.
Jared Van Kampen will check in for Evan Harold, who'll sit down with three fouls.
Kelly's going to inbound it for the Titans from the baseline. Sambear posted up down low, pump fake, nice move, and he'll finish that one. 45-39, Titans trying to keep it close here. With 2:25 to go in the third, Zeman brings it up. Now for the Comets into the corner, open look for Miller. That one's short, and that one bounces up high, too. Getting a lot of rim on those three-pointers, and he's getting that high bounce. And that one goes out of bounds. It'll be Titan ball now. 2:17 to go on the third quarter clock. Nick Thomas, left wing for the Titans, setting up. Dribbles into the free-throw line area, looking to pass it out to Noah Page. And they're going to say Page got a little piece of it before it goes out of bounds.
And we will see Trevor Keeler with his first action of the night.
Zeman brings it up for the Comets. Left wing Brocky. He'll swing past that to Laketta. Down to Brocky on the cut. Missed the finish. Rebound tip attempt from Keeler. No good. Titans go back the other way. It's Nick Thomas at the right wing. Wide open, pulls up the triple, missed it. Long rebound, pulled down by Meisner. Kick out for an open look for Page, and he missed the three. Another long rebound, last touch, Brocky, and it'll be Titan ball. Struggling behind the arc in the second half here, the Titans.
And that will prompt Troy Kucha to check into the game, and it seems like every time Hanover starts to make a run, Lumen comes battling right back. Good feet.
Kelly on a nice cut, and the layup finishes good.
Jack Kelly. 5 points on the night for the freshman, Jack Kelly.
Leads down to four with a minute 28 to go in the third. Zeman brings it up for the Comets, and there's Laketta. Luke Laketta dribbles across the top. They get it out to Zeman looking to reset. Chad Mortimer's Hanover Horton Comets. Zeman on the dribble. Crossover into the paint. Now to Van Kampen. Step back. Long deuce, and he hit it. Van Kampen comfortable taking that fading two-point shot. 47-41 our score. Thomas will hand off to Kelly. Nope. goes to Cooch at the high post. He hands off to Thomas all the way down to the bucket. Went up a couple, looked like maybe a little contact. No call, missed the shot. Back the other way, Zeman.
Good move, nice. And one.
Scoop from Hunter Zeman, scores it in. He goes to the deck, draws a foul. Chance the old-fashioned three-point play.
And a nice little double-clutch move there. Looked like he was going to pass it, went up, had to double-clutch to avoid the contact. And that foul going to go on Jack Kelly, his third, team's fourth.
And in and out on the free throw. Van Kampen with the rebound, and the jump hook put back is good. 51-41. The Comets stretch their lead out to 10 in the final 35 seconds of the third quarter. Thomas bringing it up for the Titans. Gets a screen from Meisner. Dribbles in, now looking for Meisner down on the block. Meisner will back in. Kick out, open look for three. Kelly off back rim. Tip, Kucha, and it's good.
Troy Kucha making his presence felt in late in this third quarter.
A couple big offensive putbacks.
Zeman will hold for one for Hanover.
Off the dribble, gets in. Kick out to Van Kampen for three. Missed it. Rebound Kucha. He'll fling it from three quarters court. Short. Buzzer sounds. And at the end of three, it's an eight-point Comet advantage, 51-43. 1 minute break. Back for the final 8 minutes on WKHM.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, with a message for you. The face of education is evolving, and the Mountie Nation is leading the way. The foundation of Northwest Community Schools is rock solid, a positive, nurturing culture created by expert staff to ensure the highest quality of learning. Be a part of the newness. Be a part of the greatness. Be a part of Northwest Community Schools. Learn more by calling 817-4700 or visit us at nwschools.org.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final 8 minutes of this one. Fourth quarter action, the Comets come in with the lead and the ball. Miller on the left wing out to Jeffries. Opposite wing, Brocky will take the long triple and he hits it. Why not? Jack Brocky on fire tonight for the Comets, the freshman. Having a big one, stretches the lead out to 11, the largest advantage for the Comets tonight.
He's got 16 now for the freshman.
Jack Kelly left alone behind the arc, looking to feed Meisner in the low block. He'll pass it back out. Keller left wing. Jab step on the drive out to Meisner, dribbles off his foot. Thomas picks it up, jumper in the paint, and he'll draw a whistle. Block attempt by Van Kampen, he'll take the foul, I believe.
Yep. And that's going to be his third, team second.
So send Thomas to the stripe.
Nick with 6 points on the night.
Struggling shooting here in the second half. And the free throw's good.
Sometimes that's all it takes to get you back going. Just a nice, easy free throw shot. Get that rhythm.
Second one goes in even better. Cut the lead to 9. Comets on the attack. Brocky. Jeffries. Dribbling across the top. And he'll go to Brocky. Brocky to Harold. Harold to Van Kampen, left wing. Pump fakes a triple. Now it looks to drive. Spin move into the middle. Kick out to Jeffries. He thought about a 3. Loses the dribble for a moment. Recovers. Harold setting up, trying to feed Van Kampen down to the post. Jeffries takes a 3 out of the corner, airballed it. Kucha chases down the rebound for the Titans, and he'll look up the floor. There's Thomas. Pull up 3 on the run. Missed it.
Big
in there for the rebound. Sam Meisner with the putback.
Sam Meisner.
Little run here for the Titans, cutting the lead to 7. Down the low block, Van Kampen. backing up against Meisner. He'll step out for a long deuce. Looked like he was hit on the arm. No call. Missed the shot. Missed everything.
Wasn't even close.
That's why I believe he probably did get a foul. Meisner misses a floater from 12. We'll get a timeout from the Comets bench. 6:14 to go on the tilt. 54-47. We'll take a 30-second break on WKHM.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Nick Thomas picks up Hunter Zeman full court as the Comets get it in, and Zeman loses out of bounds with the pressure. Comet turnover, the Titans keeping their run alive. Inbound goes to Kelly. Pressure for the Titans coming up over midcourt, picked up there by Miller. And now we'll get a whistle away from the ball. It's going to go against Troy Kucha, I think. And that's correct.
Yep, that's going to be his third.
Pat myself on the back catching that one.
Good eye.
Full court pressure still by the Titans. Jack Kelly picks up Miller full court. Keeping the pressure on as Miller dribbles over the midline. Both teams have played man-to-man basically the entire night. There's a drive by Mitch Sauber. Missed it, got his own rebound. Out to Brandon Miller, wide open on that three. Short, and rebounded by Kucha.
Kucha's been a monster on the boards tonight for Lumen.
It's a Thomas. Thomas will take it all the way to the bucket. Loses it, but grabs a foul. Sent Thomas to the stripe. He hit his last pair.
And that foul on Mitch Sauber, his first, team's third.
Bit of a scoring drought for both squads, 54-47. Matter of fact, the last scoring we had was Meisner on an offensive putback. Here's a free throw coming from Thompson. He'll hit it.
We'll get a couple of substitutions here. Looks like Tanner Martinez checking in for Lumen Christie, along with Luke Laketta in for Hanover Horton.
5.5 on the game clock, and there's a second free throw from Thomas off the back rim. Rebound tapped, missed, pulled in by Mitch Sauber. Sauber will trigger the offense for the Comets up the right side. Crossover on Martinez. Laketta pump fakes the triple into the lane. Loses it on the way up. Wanted a foul call. Nothing doing. And that goes out of bounds. Titans ball.
And don't look now, but it's a 6-point Hanover lead. Shot selection becoming key here for Lumen.
Crowd's starting to get a little bit lively.
We're used to a more raucous crowd here.
Yeah. Shot goes up from Kucha. Missed. Rebound, Dayton Keller.
And they're going to get a push on Dalton Keller.
Pushed off on the offensive rebound.
That's going to be his fourth. Team six. Not what you wanted to have happen there.
5:10 to go on the game clock. 54-48. Comets trapped. Sauber into the corner. Open look for Harold for three. Missed it. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch, Martinez. That'll be Comet ball.
We're going to get another substitution here. That is Phil Stewart getting some big minutes here as he'll replace Dayton Keller. Some clutch minutes here for Phil Stewart.
Keller goes to the bench with four fouls. We're going to keep him, I guess, in there for your final run here if you're the Titans and think you can get back. Just a 6-point deficit. Laketta aggressive from the wing, blocked on the way up, but he will get a whistle.
That foul will go on Phil Stewart, his first.
Luke Laketta goes to the stripe. First free throw is through, nothing but net.
And the freshman will hit the first of a pair. That'll bring freshman Jack Kelly into the game, replacing Tanner Martinez. And Dayton Keller gets an 11-second breather, and he will replace Sam Meisner on the floor.
55-48 with Laketta at the stripe. That free throw comes off the heel. Rebounded by Van Camp and out to Brocky. Open look for three. Missed it. Rebounded by Stewart. Stewart gives to Kucha. Gets it to Jack Kelly. Kelly will work it down the floor. Keller backing it in. Spin move. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound tapped. Kucha out of bounds. Last touch. Titans. That'll be counted ball. Inbound Laketta. Full court pressure from the Titans. Tapped away by Kelly. Comets will keep it. Full court pressure by the Titans. Luke Laketta with Mitch Sauber. He takes the inbound. Brocky ahead of everyone. Nice reach. Defensive back play there by Nick Thomas to keep from getting to Brocky for a layup.
That's going to bring Sam Meisner back into the game. He'll replace Phil Stewart.
Mitch Sauber on the inbound from the baseline for the Comets. And he'll get a foul against... That's going to go against Van Campen.
That's going to be Van Campen's fourth, team's fifth.
4:26 to go in this one. 7-point Comets lead. Titans with the ball. Jack Kelly dribbles over the midline near the center circle. Nick Thomas left wing. At the top, Keller will take the open look for three off the heel. Long rebound comes out to Kelly. Goes to the floor, gets it away to Kucha. Kucha goes back to Kelly, almost tapped away by Sauber. Now out to Kucha. Kucha to Meisner in the high post. Back out to Kelly. He'll drive into the free throw line. Pivot, nobody there. Out to Meisner. Meisner looks to attack. Sauber, knock away. And we get a tie up on the floor. Van Campen and Meisner battling. And I think we had a jump ball call. And possession arrow goes to the Titans. With 3:50 to go, it's 55-48. Comets advantage right now. Titans with the ball. Kelly, Thomas, Kucha, Meisner, and Keller. It's your starting five.
Lou Williams checking into the game. And we're going to get another substitution here. Brennan Miller will join in the fray, replacing Jared Van Campen, who will sit down with four fouls. So Harold Laketta, Williams, Brocky, and Miller for the Comets.
Thomas backing it down in the low block. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. The putback missed as well. That time rebounded by Laketta. He'll get it out to Brocky up the left sideline. Dribbles toward the middle. Picked up by Jack Kelly. Now he gets to Jeffries. Jeffries to Miller. Miller right wing. Feeds Brocky in the corner. And we got a whistle away from the ball again. This one's going to go against the Titans. 18 foul, 1-1.
That'll go on Meisner, his third.
His third.
And they are going to not put. No,
even
now they
Jeffries
are.
Wasn't quite ready for it. This should be the second time they were doing a 1-1, so the officials did catch it.
And we're going to get a timeout from the Lumen Christie bench.
It's full timeout. We'll take a break as well. 55-48, final 3:27 when we return on WKHM, WKHM.com. 1 minute break.
Local decision making with local employees, neighbors helping neighbors, keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank, the name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice, offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
In honor of Shape Up Jackson, the Jackson YMCA is offering half-off join fees through March 31st. All membership classes are included. Come meet your neighbors and YMCA trainers in the Shape Up Jackson competition and share in free fitness classes. Complete access and benefits at both locations, including free child watch. Join in the Shape Up Jackson celebration and receive half-off join fees through March 31st. Visit the Downtown or Summit YMCA today for the Shape Up experience.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Jeffrey's at the stripe for the 1-1, and he hits the front end. Make that lead 8 points for the Comets with 3:27 to go. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. Jeffries hits the pair. Comets need to get something going here with 3.5 on the clock. Jack Kelly over the midline. And the Comets retreat back into a zone defense.
Good smart shots with a sense of urgency is what Lumen needs right here.
Left corner three from Keller, and he missed it. Good open look and in rhythm. Just couldn't quite knock it down. 9-point lead for the Comets with the ball, and the clock is their friend. Jeffries patient, gets to Harold, right wing. Now to Brocky at the top. I think it goes to Brandon Miller. Miller goes off the dribble into the elbow, and he'll hand back out to Brocky. Brocky swing pass to Harold. Harold to Jeffries. Wide open look for three for Jeffries. Front rim missed. Meisner rebounds. Hands to Kelly. Kelly dribbling up. Feet threading the needle down to top. Hey. Open look for three for Keller off the pass. And rebound is the Comets, but they'll lose control out of bounds, and they'll turn that one over to the Titans.
Probably not the best shot selection there by Dayton Keller. Didn't really have the numbers.
Just Keller at the top of the key right now. He'll go to Meisner, left wing. Out to Jack Kelly. Into the corner. Kucha steps in, takes the deuce from the baseline, and hits.
Good shot selection there by Kucha.
Good open look. Full court pressure, sort of, from the Titans. A couple guys not necessarily looking to pressure. Evan Harold's got the ball for the Comets now. Setting up against Dayton Keller. Hands to Jeffries. Jeffries to Miller. Miller to cutting Laqueta. Luke Laqueta looks to attack. And he gets bumped by Meisner.
And Meisner is going to pick up foul number four. Team's ninth.
Laqueta will go to the stripe.
Meisner not a big fan of that call.
I don't love it either. I think Meisner was just kind of standing his ground. He's a strong kid. I mean, Meisner's a load out there.
Yeah, and they've let him get away. Well, not him in particular, but they've let a lot of that sort of contact go throughout most of this game.
I just think Meisner was just a little stronger, and they got a little bump, and Meisner got the better end of the deal because he's a bigger kid. And
incidental contact there.
It's like when guys used to go up against Shaq in the opposite way, where Shaq was just a big dude, and if there was contact, the other guy would go down. I think Meisner was just the bigger kid in that one. Either way, it's 59-50 with under 2 minutes to go in the tilt, and we'll get a timeout on the floor. Coach Neville wants to draw something up for the Titans' next trip down the floor, and we could see the whiteboard from here. Maybe I can...
Well, it looks like he's got somebody on the wing there, somebody on the other wing. Got a high point.
Good vantage point from up in the, I'm going to call it the,
we are
press
in the
box.
Press box. Yeah. Amongst
I don't know why
the banners.
That yeah, the term press box was escaping me. Yeah, 45 banners now, state championships for Lumen Christi. The 45th coming in the form of a football state championship this past year.
An amazing football state championship game.
Check out the video. Of the banner presentation at our WKHM Facebook page.
That's right.
Minute 58, 59-50, Comets lead. Titans, let's see what they drew up. Jack Kelly dribbles up over the midcourt line. Working against a zone defense from the Comets. Into the corner, there's Meisner. He'll skip pass to Thomas at the top. Thomas puts it on the floor, now kick out to Kelly. Kelly into the corner, and stolen by Laqueta. There's Brocky out on the break, and nice steal by Thomas. Up the floor, Keller by himself. Evan Harold hustles down, but he can't stop Keller from putting up the bucket. And now we get a 30-second timeout from Coach Pat Neville with a minute 32 to go. The Titans have cut the lead to 7. We'll keep you here on the broadcast. I want to send a big thank you out to some of our sponsors, including Northwest Community Schools on the game. A lot of high schools supporting all of our basketball action this year. Lumen Christi.
Absolutely.
Jackson Public Schools. And Hanover Horton Schools.
Yeah, we have, as I say, we have Hanover on the broadcast tonight as well.
Shout out to Mr. Denny and his crew over at Tannenberg Horton High School.
Always take good care of us when we head out there.
Yeah, fun gym to go to. See, our next broadcast coming up on Wednesday night, Vanderkook Lake heading over to Harshbarger Road and the Michigan Center Cardinals.
The Ray Haynes or the Ray Haynes Gymnasium.
Yeah, so it's technically a South State Street address, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I guess Harshbarger is where the football field will be located. Jeffries the inbound for the Comets. Full court pressure. They trap Evan Harold on the inbound. He better make something happen. They're going to run up on that 10-second call. There's a steal tie-up.
And we're going to get a whistle here.
I don't love the foul call on that one. It looks like a nice defense.
Yeah, they're going to call that on...
looks like Kelly maybe got Harold on the arm.
Yeah, they are going to call that on Kelly, his fourth. Team's 10th, so that's going to be two shots for Evan Harold.
59-52. Like as Evan Harold goes to the stripe.
Not a fan of that call.
Yeah. The pressure by the Titans. And Harold missed the free throw. And you know what they say on the playground. Ball don't lie.
The ball don't lie. Ball don't lie.
I, for one, can admit that I've seen the ball lie multiple times.
Oh, yeah. I'm 5'1". I can't say that.
Harold splits the pair. 8-point advantage for the Comets. Here comes Thomas. Gives to Kelly. Kelly out to Meisner. Kelly, there's an open look for Thomas for three. Oh. Missed everything. Dan Campa chases it down, and the Comets get the stop with 1:08 on the clock. Up the floor to Laketa. Thomas races down, steals the ball, but can't stop. And he goes out of bounds. Looked like he tweaked his ankle on that one. He's going to come out.
That'll bring Jared Lincoln and Tomas Sambear into the game.
Tomas.
It is, according to our crack team of the...
is that how they do it at the...
The announce team down at the table.
Tomas.
I mean, I don't know if that's
French.
Just from too much hockey or...
French.
Tomas works.
In camp, it kicks out to Brocky. Another three for the freshman.
This kid has been absolute money for Hanover in big, big minutes.
Kelly to Meisner, back to Kelly. Looking for Meisner, and he had retreated out of bounds. Turnover by Kelly. 11-point common lead. That's just about going to seal it for the final 44 seconds. Harold will inbound to Jeffries. No. Tough to get it in. It goes up the floor to Van Camp, and Meisner goes up to knock it away, and we're going to whistle for a foul.
That will go on Meisner. That's his fifth. Meisner will have a seat. Dayton Keller will check in.
Another one. That was defensive back play, and I think, you know, and that play, Meisner has as much right to the ball as Van Campen does.
Absolutely. And Meisner
will whistle him for that foul.
Will finish his night with 10 points as Van Campen adds to his total.
64-52 with 42.9 on our game clock. And Van Campen knocks down the pair. Stretch the lead out to 13. Kelly will bring it up for the Titans. Goes to Sambear into the corner. Lincoln will pull the triple. Missed everything. Rebounded by Kucha. He has it knocked away. Harold comes up with a loose ball. Luke Laquette up to Brocky ahead of everyone. And he'll take it in and lay it up. And Brocky adds to his point total. He's got to lead everybody, right?
He does.
Big game for Brocky tonight.
I believe that's 23 for him now.
17 seconds to go. Keller drives out to Sambear. He'll take the triple. Front rim, missed it. Jeffries will bring it out with 10 seconds to go. He'll hold it out and run this thing down.
Four corner offense.
3-2-1, game time. 67-52. The Comets hold on to beat a pesky Lumen Christi Titan team tonight. And a lot of credit's going to Jack Brocky. Stay tuned. Following a quick break here, we'll find out if Brocky is indeed our Subway Player of the Game. We'll recap the scorers. Again, Hanover Horton victorious tonight, 67-52. Two-minute break on WKHM, WKHM.com.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant and Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
American Title Company of Jackson has been serving the Jackson community for over 35 years. As Jackson's only locally owned and operated title insurance company, they take pride in supporting many local charities and nonprofit organizations in Jackson County. The Jackson community has supported American Title Company for over 35 years, and American Title Company has always pledged to give back to this community the concept of keeping your business local. American Title Company, located at 280 West Cortland Street, in the old Jacobson store for the home.
Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center. They work on all makes and models. Be sure to ask for Sean Avery or Rob Bell. Both are aluminum tech certified, and all work is guaranteed. Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center works with most major insurance companies. Deductible problem? Call the Collision Center. They may be able to help. No time to wait for your repair? They even offer courtesy cars. Call Seymour Ford Lincoln Collision Center today, and don't forget to ask for Sean Avery and Rob Bell. 787-9500. 787-9500.
A wise man once said that a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just starting to plan your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack Butterfield Investments will provide you with the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint. Jack V. Butterfield Investment. Once again, that's jvbco.com. As we head into the new year, taking a look at those tax returns, could your money have been used better? Consult Jack Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com. Take that single step towards a smarter financial future. Jack Butterfield Investments in downtown Jackson.
My name's Bob Richardson. I'm a Subway owner here in beautiful Jackson, Michigan. We love being here. We like all the lakes. We like all the people. We like all the activities that are going on. We have some events that are near and dear to our heart, like our Feed a Friend program that we do the third Thursday in March to help put food back into the food pantry. You know, we go down to the Interfaith Shelter and do lunches down there quite often. Right now, back by popular demand, is our Sub of the Day. My name is Bob Richardson, and my family and I would like to invite you all to come into Subway, get a smile, and have a great day.
Live and local, high school basketball is on News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith back for the post game here. 67-52 Comets victory here at the Jerry Cox Fieldhouse. Lumen Christi Catholic High School. And our Jackson area Subway player of the game, I don't know if there's any question, Jack Brockie. Of course, he did it in the scoring column, but came up with multiple loose balls and his rebounding night, and really largely mistake-free all night long. And for a freshman, you know, that's really what you go out and hope for. And the scoring just ends up being icing on the cake, and he had a really great game.
Yeah, he had a phenomenal game. Good shot selection out of him. That's what you love to see out of the freshman. If they're going to take shots, do you want them to be smart shots? He played phenomenal on the defensive side, which you couldn't ask for. You know, and this is a young man, as a freshman, who normally wouldn't get a ton of minutes, but given the current flu-like symptoms situation that is plaguing the Comets, he got a lot of big minutes and big numbers, and he did not waste that opportunity for Coach Mortimer.
Yeah, got the start, and it seemed like the only guy they couldn't let off the floor all night, and he just shot the lights out. I think he went two for three from beyond the arc, I think, and good at the free throw stripe, and just, you know, seemed to be the right guy in the right place.
Yeah, he was just good, smart positioning, I think, is probably the best way to put it for him. On the offensive side of the ball, he was ran the plays, he executed, which is something that you really hope for out of a freshman, and got the ball in big opportunities, and he certainly did not waste those shots when he took them.
Yeah, so nice job tonight for Jack Brockie, our Subway player of the game. What about the rest of the Comets? Who filled out the score sheet for them?
Well, for the rest of the Hanover Horton Comets, who jumped to 11-2 on the year, We finish up with, as you mentioned, Jack Brockie, 21 points to lead all scorers. Jared Van Kampen checked in with another nice 18-point performance, mostly done in the second half for him. Leonard Jeffries had a fantastic night with 11 points. Evan Harold with 10. Jacob Sauber and Hunter Zeman each chipping in with 2. And Luke Laketta, the freshman coming up from JV to fill out the roster for the Comets, finished with 3.
And how about for the Lumen Christi Titans?
Lumen Christi struggles yet again from the offensive side. They fall to 3-11. Dayton Keller, just 2 points in the second half, finishes as the leading scorer for Lumen with 12. Sam Meisner, before fouling out, ended the game with 10. Troy Kucha, who is a monster on the rebounding side of the ball, both offensive and defensive, finishes with 8 points. Tomas Sambear finishes with 6. I'd be neglected to mention, or if I forgot to mention, Nick Thomas with a fantastic game and 9 points. And then you had, Jack Kelly, the freshman, with 5, and Noah Page chipped in 2.
And that'll drop Lumen Christi. I've got them at 3-11 now on the season, and they will be here at home against Marshall for their next tilt. Hanover Horton heading to East Jackson for their next game. Our broadcast is Wednesday, Vandercook Lake at Michigan Center, and this is a game I've kind of had on the calendar. It's Michigan Center's next battle with the Cascades Conference foe, and we'll get to get a better look at how good is Michigan Center, how good is Vandercook Lake, and where's that Cascades Conference going to shake out when it's all said and done. So,
yeah.
Join us for that broadcast again about 7 o'clock for the tip-off on WKHM.
Should
Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. We're online around the world at WKHM.com. Big thank you to Josh Ankrell back in the studio.
He's the man.
Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. Talk to you on Wednesday.